Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
We have the Pennsylvania Insurance Commissioner, Michael Humphreys, with us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Humphreys.
Good morning, Nancy. Glad to be here.
Thank you for being here. Look, we're just a few days away from when Pennsylvanians who get their insurance on the state's marketplace, which is known as Penny, they're going to go online and be able to start looking at their health insurance options. You guys have been letting people know that to get ready, that there are going to be increases, right?
Yeah, this year really is going to be unlike any other over the last 10, 15 years, Nancy.
So there's talking about a lot of people, right? Like 500,000 people that get their insurance this way.
Yeah, there's 500,000 people that purchase on Penny, another tens of thousands that purchase individual market coverage off of Penny, and they're going to see average rate increases of around 100%. That's double what they pay today.
That is crazy. Just to think about it, you hear about increases when people say, oh, it's up 10%, and they go, look, the cost of living is, you know, 3, 4, whatever percent it may be. And now we're talking about 100%.
Yeah, it is crazy. And there's something that Congress can do to make sure that it doesn't go up by 100%. And that's extend enhanced premium tax credits that most people enjoy today that brings down premiums substantially for individuals purchasing through Penny.
Okay, let's talk.
Just their immediate. Yeah,
go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Their immediate action would not only reduce premium rates, because we approved rates at around 21%. Now, that's separate and apart from the EPTCs. So if Congress acts to extend these EPTCs that will otherwise expire at the end of December, that's going to bring down premiums immediately by 3-5% just on that year-over-year increase. Now, in addition to that, it will cap how much someone can pay for premiums. So that'll bring down the other part of this really significant premium increase that people are going to see beginning on November 1.
Can we just talk a little bit, if we get into any specific information? I know that we have seen things that say in this county, a 50-year-old or a 60-year-old couple making X amount of dollars. I mean, how do we put this into numbers and dollars that people can understand when we talk about how much more someone's going to pay? And it does affect some people more ages and incomes, right?
Yeah, It's very individualized to the person or the family purchasing coverage, because it depends on where you live, in your age, and the market in that area. Because on average across the Commonwealth, companies ask for rate increases, and we approve rate increases at a little more than 21%. Now, some companies are as high as 30%, 38%, but others are down in the teens. So depending on which company you currently have coverage with, that rate increase is going to be different. And then you tie with that the subsidy, which is benchmarked to the second lowest silver cost plan in that area and ties to the income of the individual and family to get to what the individual or family will actually pay. So that's why it really is most important this year for individuals to go back on Penny and look at what their financial assistance is going to look like for 2026, because it could have changed substantially.
Yeah, you don't. So some people can go on and they may just continue with what they have. From what I understand, there's at least a very competitive marketplace. There are a number of options people might want to look at. But you're talking about without any change with these expiring tax credits. We're still talking about people looking at quite a bit more money. I mean, what's scary is we did see, like, the example, 60-year-old couple in York, if they have $82,000 in yearly income, their premium goes from $7,000 a year to $35,000 a year. That is not sustainable. I don't know many people who could take that kind of a hit.
Yeah, that's almost impossible or impossible to afford. And that piece is almost primarily tied to the EPTCs, because the EPTCs tie how much an individual or family can pay to a percentage of income. So it really, it creates a ceiling on how much you can be expected to pay
right.
for insurance.
So EPTC,
so if that ceiling goes away.
Yeah. EPTC is these subsidies, just so people understand and don't get confused by the words. The extension is what Democrats are hoping they can get Republicans to work with them on, because there's a ceiling so they wouldn't have to pay over a certain amount, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
All right. And that's why we see some of these. Now, you know what's going to happen if someone goes in and sees their rate increasing that much. I don't know many people, and studies do show that not a lot of people have a lot of extra discretionary income to see 100% increase in their health insurance. So the expectation is what? That some people will forego insurance, and then that makes it a higher risk pool, does it not, for the rest anyway?
That's exactly right. That's the fear that we have been conveying to Congress and to our congressional delegation and federal leaders, that once somebody goes and sees the price of insurance, they're going to leave.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Those that think that they're healthy enough to continue or don't need insurance for a year are going to leave the marketplace, and it's almost impossible. It's very difficult to get them to come back. So these expanded premium tax credits are set to expire at the end of December. If Congress comes back in and acts December 15th, which sometimes Congress will do that as an upcoming deadline years, then they finally take action. But if they do it then, we will have already lost individuals that come on Saturday, look at their premium and say, holy cow, I can't pay $700 more a month, so I'm going to forego insurance or look for a limited benefit plan that's not going to cover all the preventative services they need or other services that they may encounter in 2026. And that's really the concern. That right there is the 3.5 to 5% of the rate increase that was approved as part of the 21%. It's the worsening risk pool as companies expect good risk to leave the market and those that need to use their health plan to stay in the market. And we estimate that that could be upwards of 120, 150,000 people of the 500,000 could leave because of those premium increases. And that's not even accounting for tens of thousands more that could be leaving the market because it's becoming more difficult to purchase coverage.
Do you think there's any chance, you mentioned like December 15th, say they come up with an agreement on December 15th to put the subsidies back in place. Is there any chance that then retroactively they would be, could be applied to what people paid more starting in November? Or that would, no, it'd start in January, well, wouldn't it?
The
choices they made. We will do everything in our power, both at the insurance department, the Shapiro administration, and through Penny, to make sure that the prices reflect what's going to be charged. The hard part is we're going to have lost so many people starting November 1 if they kick it down the road and don't take action until that last second.
Right.
But we will do everything we can to make sure Penny is reflecting premiums that show or that reflect the enhanced premium tax credits being extended if they ultimately are extended.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there'll be a press to tell people about it. But like you said, even with trying to get people back in, you may have lost them, and having people not in the pool anyway makes it more expensive anyway, because then you have less people paying into the system and it affects everybody's insurance rates eventually. All right. So when people go on Saturday, November 1st, to take a look at these things, what is your best guess as to what people are going to think when they go in there and look? I know you've tried to warn people about it, but what do you think is going to happen?
They're going to be shocked. Unfortunately, they're going to be shocked because I think they hear third hand in or directly in the news, third hand from friends or family, that insurance premiums may go up as Congress continues not to act. But I don't think until you actually log in and you see that the substantial subsidy that you get to help you afford coverage today to bring that premium down, just how much this actually matters to that dollar. So they're going to log in and see $70 or what used to be $70 that they know is taken out of their bank accounts today, and now it's $225. And that's going to be a real challenge. And you know what else scares me, Nancy, is the individuals that maybe are okay with their plan today. They like their plan. They like their doctors. They think the network's going to stay the same. So they don't go in to take affirmative action to look at the plan. And then in another month from now, or maybe it's the holiday season, so they don't immediately check their bank accounts for the drawdown. But they ultimately, maybe the next month then, are looking through their bank statements and see how much more was taken from their accounts than what they're used to. And it's something that they can't afford, and they're left with so few options at that point.
Oh, okay. So if people don't go in, it automatically extends or renews. So if they're not going in, they may be shocked when they see what happens.
There could be those that are auto-enrolled into either their current plan for the following year that could get a sticker shock down the road.
Since you're concerned, and it seems like a pretty, I would expect that it's going to happen, that people may drop. What would be your message to them now? Would you, because they may think, oh, if Congress hasn't done something by November 1st, if someone is so shocked and cannot afford those increases, I guess it's important to let them know that if things change, there will be a way to come back at some point, or does the window close at a certain point and they can't sign up?
No, we actually have extended open enrollment through the end of January and extended the effective period that individuals that purchase coverage up to December 31st will still have coverage effective January 1. So for those individuals that go on now and find out that it's not affordable. But here in 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now, that Congress actually did take action, we'd urge them to go back in to look at how that action impacts them on the premium side. And we will do everything we can to make that information more available should Congress act. We'll talk to the communities as much as we can to make sure people are aware that it's really time to go back, because the game may have changed for you. Where you saw 100% premium increase, maybe now it's just 17%. And that when you go in, maybe instead of a gold plan, you're looking at a silver plan if you can afford it in that case. And just that it's time to look at options again that maybe fit your situation better.
Are you hopeful?
What they'll see in 3 days.
Are you hopeful that they're going to do something? Do you think that the backlash will be such that they will be moved to do this and extend these credits?
I don't see how they don't, Nancy. It's an issue that affects urban communities, rural communities, red states, blue states. This is a people issue in Pennsylvania, across the country. And as people start getting renewal notices, as people log into their exchange to see the premiums, Congress has got to realize that this means access to care, access to coverage, and it really means something to every person across the country.
Michael Humphreys, Pennsylvania Insurance Commissioner, if that does happen, if they do extend, even if it's a few weeks down, hopefully we can get you back on and we'll spread the word in case people are so shocked that they can't afford it for them to get back in. Let's just hope that people come to their senses here.
I'd love to be back. Thank you. We really hope Congress takes action.
All right. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Take care.
Take care.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.